talks with my friend and colleague, Dr. Ken Croswell. His book, The Alchemy of the Heavens, focuses on Andromeda and other galaxies that are rich in both beauty and star formation. Now we're talking about the evidence of a collision that happened X number of billion years ago to Andromeda, our near neighbor. And is there evidence of that? And we go to an elliptical galaxy, small, called M32. Why is it a suspect, Ken?
Well, M32 is a very strange galaxy. So that's the first thing. And we've just been discussing all this evidence. Andromeda has recently experienced a big collision. And you've got this very strange galaxy that is really close to the center of the Andromeda galaxy. It's M32. It's a compact elliptical galaxy. Now, normally, elliptical galaxies consist solely of old stars. But this galaxy, M32, actually has young stars. And guess what the youngest stars in that galaxy are? They're 2 billion years old. Now, we were talking before that it looked like Andromeda's disk got puffed up about 2 billion years ago. One thing we didn't mention, and I should have mentioned, is that also at that time, from about 2 to 4 billion years ago, we have good evidence that the entire disk of Andromeda just lit up with new star formation.
Right.
Okay, so there's an excess, there's a glut of stars in Andromeda's disk that are 2 to 4 billion years old. So we've got this strange galaxy, M32, that also has stars that go up to 2 billion years old, which is not typical for elliptical galaxies. On top of that, that galaxy is quite rich in iron and other heavy elements. Now, I mentioned before that, you know, the more stars a galaxy has, the more iron the galaxy should have. But in the case of M32, it's a small galaxy, or rather, it's currently a small galaxy. And so the suspicion is, aha, well, M32 is actually simply the center of what used to be a large spiral galaxy that collided with the Andromeda galaxy. And that would explain why it's so rich in iron, and it would also explain why it's been able to form stars so recently, as recently as 2 billion years ago, because it used to have gas and dust in it. So the proposal has been made by two astronomers that M32 is the surviving core of the large spiral galaxy that collided with Andromeda about 2 billion years ago.
There are voices that hesitate. One voice speaks of dark matter, that in a collision, the dark matter that is necessary to hold spiral galaxies together, any galaxy together, would have deflected or in some way distorted this collision. But I got lost there because they can't find dark matter. They're just sure that it's there. What is the dark matter objection to M32 being the evidence of the collider?
Okay, here's something that is important to understand. When a satellite orbits a planet, okay, when a moon orbits a planet, it just keeps going round and round and round, no problem. However, when a satellite galaxy orbits a giant spiral galaxy, or giant elliptical galaxy for that matter, it suffers a force called dynamical friction. So let me explain what dynamical friction is. The Milky Way and also the Andromeda galaxy, the disks of those galaxies are engulfed in an enormous and very massive halo of dark matter particles, okay? In the case of the Milky Way, the diameter of that dark matter halo is probably 2 million light years. Yes, you heard that right, 2 million light years. If anyone tells you the diameter of the Milky Way is only 100,000 light years, sorry, wrong. The total diameter of the Milky Way, including the dark halo, is about 2 million light years. And as a massive satellite, and this large spiral that collided with Andromeda was large. As a large satellite galaxy goes through that dark halo, the dark matter particles are attracted toward it, okay? But because the satellite is moving, by the time the dark matter particles get to where the satellite galaxy was, well, that galaxy's moved on. And those dark matter particles exert a gravitational force that try to pull the satellite galaxy backward. And as a result, the satellite galaxy quickly spirals in to the center of the larger galaxy. And so the skepticism expressed by one astronomer in France whom I interviewed is that because that intruder galaxy was so large, he doesn't question the existence of the intruder galaxy. In fact, he agrees that, yes, Andromeda suffered this collision 2 to 6 billion years ago. But he says that because of dynamical friction, that galaxy spiraled in so fast, it's now gone. I mean, it's history. It's met its maker, okay? And so he says M32 therefore cannot be the surviving remnant of that galaxy because that galaxy has ceased to exist. So there is that dispute in a detail as to how this collision occurred, whether M32 is the surviving remnant of the large spiral that collided with Andromeda 2 to 6 billion years ago.
We have a couple of minutes, Ken, and there are other elliptical galaxies, to match M32, in looks anyway, M87 and M51, I'm taking my notes from your article. So do we need to find to search another example of a spiral galaxy with a little bitty elliptical galaxy sitting there that is metal rich?
Okay, so let's talk about M51. That's the Whirlpool galaxy. That's a giant spiral galaxy. And beside it, it's got a galaxy that is probably stirring it up and causing the beautiful spiral arms. And so two of the astronomers I interviewed proposed that that companion will ultimately become similar to M32. And they cite other examples as well. So, for example, M82, which is a galaxy orbiting the giant spiral M81, may also ultimately become a galaxy rather like M32. So what you see in those cases are what they believe will be future elliptical galaxies that resemble M32.
Dr. Ken Croswell, the author of The Alchemy of the Heavens and the new article at Sky and Telescope for the December issue, the cover story, about Andromeda, our neighbor. We're going to get very close to our neighbor over the next X billion of years. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.